Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. And praise the Lord. Thank God for you this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Welcome to Friday. Thank God for the end of another work week. Amen. So I'm grateful to God that God has allowed us to get to another Friday. Amen. Amen. I pray that you have had a productive week, that your week has been filled with growth and with new information, and it's been filled with you experiencing God in a different way, and that you have seen the hand of the Lord this week work a miracle in your life. Remember, miracles are not what we say. Sometimes we think miracles are just raising the dead, but man, sometimes miracles can just be that you prayed about something and God answered a simple prayer. And it's just seeing it's the hand of the Lord intervene. And I'm grateful, thankful to God that this has been an opportunity. I've seen miracles this week. I've seen people who thought they couldn't make it. I've seen people who thought they were going to give up, keep going. I've seen people who felt like all was lost, find hope. That's a miracle. Those are miracles. And I am grateful and thankful to God for all the things he does, the blessings he works, and the opportunities he opens, and the doors that he continues to open on your behalf and on my behalf. I'm grateful to God, grateful. Every time I think about my salvation, it's a miracle. And I think of the fact that God loves me in spite of me. It's a miracle. So don't take for granted the things you see the Lord doing in your life and the Lord doing in the lives of other people that you know. Don't be a person who just can bless God for your stuff. Amen. You want to bless God for your neighbor. Bless God for your friend. Bless God for your sister, your brother. When you see God working on behalf of somebody else, it's not a time to get jealous, not a time to shut down, not a time to complain. That is a time to begin to rejoice and to bless the Lord, because that means he's in your neighborhood. And just like he hasn't forgotten your neighbor, he has not forgotten you. He's not forgotten your brother, your sister. And he remembers you, and he's coming to help you. And so I want to pray with you that God will continue to bless you and open major doors for you. Another week that he's brought you through, for some of you, that's the miracle. You need to find something that God has done. Just give him glory for it. Give him praise for it. Give him honor for it. Might not sound like much to somebody else, but guess what? It ain't their praise. It's not their worship. It's not them lifting up their voice. You want to do it because of what God has done for you, in you, and through you. And so that's what you want to bless him for, and it's enough to bless him. He doesn't have to do anything else. We serve a God that's been so good to us that he doesn't have to turn tricks to get our attention anymore. He doesn't have to do it. To get our attention, he's already proven and done quite enough. Amen. Amen. I know it's the truth, and I'm grateful and thankful to the Lord for it. Amen. This Sunday, don't forget this Sunday, that we are in our joint communion worship. We'll be having one service, one worship service at Spring Creek, which is on the corner of Elton and Flatlands, on the corner of Elton and Flatlands, inside the school auditorium. So we'll be having one worship service, and our guest psalmist is Stephen Hurt, Minister Stephen Hurt. And I believe that you're going to be blessed. He is the Dove Award winner and Stellar Award winner and Grammy nominated. He has just been, God has really blessed him and opened major doors for him. And he will be with us on Sunday in our worship service. And he will be leading us in worship. And I'm just excited and blessing God that he's able to come to us this weekend. And so as we continue celebrating our anniversary, you know, we just said we'll just do some things throughout the year just to and bless God for 15 years that he has used us to impact the kingdom, to grow the kingdom, to bless and challenge and grow the community that we serve. And so we're grateful to God for 15 years. And so Minister Stephen Hurt will be with us this Sunday. So you want to make sure you are there as he leads us in worship and prepares our hearts as we partake of Holy Communion on this Sunday. Amen. So you make sure that you are there. We will continue dealing with the mission of our church. What has God spoken to us? What has God told us to do? And so you make sure that you are a part of that and that you bring somebody with you, bring someone with you and help them to experience God in this way. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. As we prepare our heart to pray, I just want to encourage you that God has not forgotten you. There is a season, there was a season in my life that I was going through where I promise you, I would have bet money. If I was a betting man, I would have bet money that God had forgotten me. I was so distraught and so lost in so many areas. I just felt, God, he doesn't love me anymore. And I don't know what I have done to cause God to not love me and not want to hear my prayer or help me as I cried out to him. And it was a tough place to be. And sometimes all I needed to hear was somebody say to me, man, God has not forgotten you. I know it looks like it. It seems like it. And I know there seems to be no evidence that he hasn't. Because right now everything is falling apart. All doors are closing. It seems like there's nothing there for you to keep moving. But just rest assured that God has not forgotten you, that God is at work even, hallelujah, when you don't see it and when you don't feel it, God is at work. God has invested too much in you. He has brought you through too much. He has knocked down too many doors for you, and he has knocked down too many walls for you. He has elevated you over your problems and your issues. He has opened too many doors for him to just forget about you and leave you to fight for yourself. And though it might seem like it, I want to function as God's witness. God said he's never left himself without a witness. And I want to function as God's witness in your life this morning, that though it doesn't seem like it, and though you feel like you've got all the proof in the world to prove that he's forgotten you, God has pushed me to tell you that no, he hasn't forgotten you. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So yeah, I know it looks bad, and I know you feel like it's bad. He says, but don't tell me what I think. Don't tell me what I'm feeling. Don't tell me what I'm doing. Just because you can't see me working doesn't mean I'm not working. Just because you don't sense my presence doesn't mean I'm not there. Just because you don't understand what I'm doing doesn't mean I'm not doing something. God is at work in your life. God is at work in your situation. And God says to let you know he's going to get the glory out of this, and you're going to have the testimony of the story. The testimony of the story is yours, but the glory is his. So you let everybody know. Tell yourself, encourage yourself. Might not feel it, but God's about to turn something around. He's about to break forth like the day in my life. He's about to break forth like a new day breaking through the dawn. God's about to do it. He's about to do it, and I'm not quit. I'm too close to quit. I'm too sure of God's hand to quit. I have experience and know too much about God to walk away. I believe God. That's just it. I just believe God. And I believe God that your miracle is on the way. It's around the corner. It's about to happen. It's about to move on your behalf. And you don't want to quit now. Want to hold on. Father, we thank you. And God, I'm praying now for the people who are on this call. I'm praying, Lord, that you would touch their hearts and their minds. I'm praying, God, that you would make a way out of no way. I'm praying that you would turn darkness into day. God, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for encouragement in their heart. Praying, God, that you would lift them. I pray that you would bless them now. I pray that you would lift the burden and destroy the yoke off of their neck, that as they trust you, God, where they cannot trace you, as they believe you, where they cannot see you, that, Lord, you will not let them down, that you would come through for them like you have every other time, that you would open doors for them like you always have, that you would make a way where there is no way, like you've always done. And God, I trust you to work on their behalf. And Lord, I'm praying for strength in their mind. Give them strength to endure. Give them strength to endure. Give them strength, Lord God, to know that you're with them, that you've never left them, nor will you forsake them. The same way that you walked with so many of the people in the Bible, that you are still walking with people today. You have not abandoned your children. You have not walked away from your children. You are still walking with your children and loving your children and blessing your children. And so, God, work miracles on their behalf. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you keep us all safe in this wind and rain that we have here in New York. I'm praying, God, for safe travels for everybody under the sound of my voice, that you, God, would open doors and minister for them and minister to them. In the name of Jesus, bless them and they shall be blessed. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. I'll see you on Sunday in our worship. I believe that God has a word for you, and I believe that you're going to be blessed. I'll talk with you then.